Hello and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am Matthew Olson, and I am hurt inside and on the outside. I'm pretty sweaty today. That's my status update.
Matt, you didn't tell me any of this when we were just sitting on your couch eating sandwiches. My name is Caitlin Best. I'm the other person on the podcast, please.
How is your inside, Caitlin?
Right now, it's fine, but I do feel like, given that I just devoured that torta in 10 minutes, it might not be fine soon, but we'll see.
You did avoid the jalapenos, so
I ate some of them.
Oh,
those were
okay.
Those were just the excess jalapenos, the leakage that leaked out the edges there.
You gotta watch out for jalapeno leakage. Are you not sweaty on the outside?
Not anymore.
No?
No.
What was the high today? 85?
I don't want to talk about it. We can talk about it. I don't want to think about it too hard.
Today, on the day that we are recording this episode, it was 85 fucking degrees in mid-April in Portland, Oregon, USA, home of rain and breezy springtime days.
Not anymore.
Thanks a lot.
The world is ending.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, is it ever. Second bad thing to befall me today and why I'm hurt on the inside is what should be a glorious celebration of what might be my favorite type of food. Pizza.
Pizza.
Portland Pizza Week has kicked off. And before recording this episode, I was hoping I would go to one of my favorite local pizza joints, a short 5-minute walk from my apartment, Scotty's.
You don't have to say their names. You don't owe them shit.
I mean, they're good. I don't think this is their fault, but there was a line fucking spiraling out of the door down the street because it's pizza week and they happen to be participating and have special slices available. And so all these fuckers from outside of the neighborhood.
These fucking Johnny Pizza come latelys.
These fucking...
They don't even eat Za in the regular.
They probably don't even fucking eat Za. They don't live the Za lifestyle like I do.
They probably eat it with a goddamn knife and a fork.
Oof.
Like Donald Trump. Like Sarah Palin.
Like Donald Trump and Sarah Palin. Unbelievable. They fucked up my pizza spot. And I couldn't justify waiting in line to get a slice. So I came back and I made what was actually a pretty good sandwich and I ate it here on the couch next to you, Caitlin.
Okay, I have to tell you what happened to me now.
yeah, that's so generally how the top of the show
works. I texted you in a panic, an hour ago? Saying, I'm going to be late. I have a good reason. And the thing that happened to me was, I got home, I was getting ready to cook myself dinner. I turned on the stove, turned on the oven, started getting all my foods out, my pans, my pots and pans. I opened the oven, the drawer at the bottom of the oven?
Yes.
I opened the oven drawer to get a sheet pan out. And I'll give you one guess about what else is in that fucking drawer besides the pans.
Oh, was it a mouse?
You're very close, actually.
It was not a mouse?
It was not a mouse, but it was something that eats mice.
Was it a
No. It was a specific snake.
Oh, my fucking God.
So, my roommate, he had this snake, right?
Hecata, yes,
her name
I
is
remember.
Hecata, and she's an albino king snake, and she's beautiful.
You've
she's a beautiful,
be,
perfect being of light
fucking
and air. And like, what has it fucking been now? 2 months? 3 months?
I've lost track.
It's been a hot minute. The fucking snake escaped from the cage. We figured out that the snake could just push the lid off of her own enclosure. Too late. We figured that out.
Uh-huh.
And the snake left. And I, myself, assumed that Hecata was probably dead somewhere by this time.
I remember when you first mentioned that to me, I was like, well, have hope. And guess what?
And the fucking snake has been alive in the house this entire time. And do you know what kills me about it? I didn't catch her.
Oh, no. She slithered away?
She fucking slithered away.
Did she look the same?
She like, looked normal? Great. I mean, I don't know anything about snakes, but she looked to my eyes like she was doing great.
Okay, but...
She didn't look like...
Remember... Take a trip back in time with me to when we shared a house.
Yes.
And that house ended up having mice.
Yeah.
And we discovered a very important thing about the mice, which is that the mice congregated around the oven because...
Yeah, because it's warm there.
Because it's warm there.
Right. So that must be what she was doing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's my guess. So I think you have a likely site to check again.
Okay. No, so what I did... Okay, so I freaked the fuck out. I tried to catch her and failed.
Understandable.
I tried to catch her and failed because I grabbed her and she doesn't like that. And I flinched and I feel so bad about this because I feel like if I had just grabbed her, like I could have gotten her. And the reason I didn't is because I knew she was going to bite me. And I should have just fucking sucked it up and been like, okay.
Yeah, Hecka wasn't this is not an exotic snake with...
It's a king snake. She's like maybe 2 feet long.
And not poisonous.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But so, I didn't want to get
You didn't want to get bit by a snake, obvi.
But so anyway, that happened. She slithered away. She slithered sort of behind, like out the back, sort of behind the counter.
Uh-huh.
And I got one of the frozen mice that have been in our freezer still for the last however many months it's been. And I put that little fucker in the oven drawer and shut it. And I'm hoping that's like her spot.
Well, you know, fingers crossed. This is crazy.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you told me prior to the show that you were excited, and I thought you were going to have, like, some, like, fucking great news, and I guess it kind of is good news.
So, it is good news, and it was just like, oh my god, my little heart is a flutter. I can't take this.
Right, yeah. Understandable.
So last night, and this is, like, a nothing story in comparison, last night I did go to the opening Thorns game, the first season game.
That's the Portland women's soccer team.
And it was very fun. And I got to go to the press conference afterwards. And like these famous people passed within feet of me.
Right. Caitlin's true weakness.
Famous people.
Actually, Caitlin's two weaknesses have come up. Snakes
and famous people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, between those two things, I'm
that
just
was
like...
quite the experience, and you've had quite the 24 hours, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you could get it off your chest.
Yeah.
And, you know, this would be the part where if I was a clever, funny boy, mm-hmm. I would draw a comparison between snakes and vines. And then bring us to this
and,
week's
and
topic.
And Vines, the popular streaming service brought to you by Twitter.
Yes, the have a 6-second video. See, it's like a almost like a parcel tongue, like a Harry Potter
like a
reference,
snake, like a
pop culture,
like a regular old snake talker. They are.
This week's topic comes to us via a tweet I saw online. And the topic is tendril perversion.
Tendril perversion.
Okay. All right.
Is that actually how you say it?
No, it's a very serious and not at all sexy or salacious thing. So I don't see why you're saying it like that. Unless it's
tendrils.
Oh, please stop. Please stop. You can say the thing that it's mistaken for like that. You can give that a whirl.
Tentacle porn?
You know, you're just going to say that normal?
Yeah.
So it was brought to my attention via a tweet that there's this phenomenon in nature called tendril perversion. And at the top of the wiki page for it, it says, not to be confused with the erotic I don't know exactly what the wording is. With the porn genre?
With the...
They refer to it... The link is explicitly to tentacle erotica, even makes that sound classier than most people would refer to it.
The thing about tentacle porn is that it goes back further than you think it does.
Right. So, can you correct yourself there?
Tentacle erotica.
There you go. And you're going to also say that normal.
Tentacle erotica.
but you're still going to say our topic.
Tendril pervert.
It's like the opposite of ASMR.
Okay, let's do the thing.
Bod. Yeah, let's do the thing. Random article. Step one is, holy shit.
Nice. 2010 Australian Open wheelchair men's singles.
What sport is this?
This is tennis.
Okay. Is
singles is tennis. It's like usually tennis. As far as I know, that's the only sport that uses that word a lot.
All right. Step one, 2010 Australian Open - wheelchair men's singles.
Shingo Kunieda was a defending champion and won in the final.
Are you into tennis?
No.
Okay.
I used to play it as a kid, and I was okay at it. I wasn't great at it. But I never, like, my parents never watched it. I could never, I don't know, never gotten into watching it.
Yeah.
I probably, like, you know, I don't want to be like, that's boring, I hate that. I just, like, I've never gotten into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Similar. I think I tried tennis once or twice. And then between the ages of, like, 7 and, let's say 12,
mm-hmm.
maybe 13, mm-hmm. I would always be like, why are they called tennis shoes? No one plays tennis in these. And I was a regular young Jerry Seinfeld. And another thing that, you know, and it's not like, I mean, one, I feel like it gets less play. It's televised less. It's made, you know,
well,
available to the public less. But I've not actually watched a lot of wheelchair sports.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the only time it ever comes on is, like, they televise the Paralympics, I feel like. But not a lot.
I remember there being a hype around the sport Murderball.
Yeah, because there was a TLC show about that.
Yeah, which, from my memory, resembled a mix between basketball and a fucking demolition derby
people
in wheelchairs.
It's like basically just wheelchair basketball, right? Except the wheelchairs change the flavor of the basketball.
Right, but I also remember it being hyped as being, like, very intense and, like, practically a contact sport. Or maybe I'm just fucking that up.
I think it is that, but I think that really it's just basketball. But, like, they've changed the rules a little bit to accommodate the fact that it's played in wheelchairs. And then also, like, just the culture or something. It's not like let's invent a more violent version of basketball.
Sure, but... Yeah. If it's going to be commonly referred to or associated with the term murder ball, you can probably guess that the culture is going to be a little intense.
Yeah. Did you ever watch those tattoo shows on TLC? You never watched much TLC?
You just fucking zigged, didn't you?
No, this is related.
Oh.
Because I remember that one of the guys from Murder Ball, there was like a crossover episode. He got inked by one of the Miami Ink lads.
Word. Yeah. I never watched Miami Ink. My era of TLC, because TLC was a staple of the Olsen household for a while. But I dare you to guess which two TLC shows made it so.
Little People, Big World.
No, absolutely not.
That's the only other TLC show I can name by name.
Fucking Trading Spaces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. But then... Also, can you guess the other one? Kind of intense, kind of nerdy, had a competitive aspect to it.
No, I'm not going to be able to tell you.
Fucking Junkyard Wars.
Oh, God, I hate that shit.
Wait, what?
No, I never watched... But this is... Okay, maybe I'm wrong about what Junkyard Wars is. Is it not a lot like... The Discovery Channel show where they search through the storage units?
No, that's... You're thinking storage?
It's different?
Holy shit. We have to watch some Junkyard Wars. Junkyard Wars was a show where two competing teams of engineers and shit were let loose in a junkyard for like 24 or like 36 hours.
Uh-huh.
And they would be told that they would have to build a machine to complete a certain task. Mm-hmm. And this machine usually was some kind of like, usually the task could only be solved by some kind of fucking crazy vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And then they would be given basically like there'd be a couple like juicy parts scattered around the junkyard.
Yeah.
But otherwise it was just like a literal junkyard, like scrap steel and stuff.
Yeah.
And they would be tasked with designing and building at times what basically amounted to fucking mechs.
Like a killing robot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the tightest shit.
That's pretty sweet. That's a good concept.
I remember there was this one episode where I think the task was like fucking just try to cross this like righteous fucking terrifying mud pit that like any car.
Did you just say a righteous terrifying mud pit?
Yes.
Nice.
Where like any conventional car would get stuck, and like you're not gonna fucking build like, you know, a like a monster truck out of these parts. You're gonna have to be more creative about it. And one of the teams built this robot that had like a platform where I think like more than one person, if I recall, could be on top of it. It was like a moving barge, and the bottom was were these two like slat legs that would zigzag like 1 foot in front of the other. Like, what do they call those? They had these things in gym class where, or my gym class, where you would stand on them. They were like two like large wooden skis, and you would stand on them, two people to a set.
Yeah, we never had those.
So you would each have to like move your legs in tandem, like
you'd have to
move your right legs and left legs. Like, it was kind of that.
So they're like hard skis.
Yes.
Partner skis.
Yeah, it was like more like a cooperation kind of activity.
Of course, yeah.
But they built a robot that moved like that, and it was a dopest shit, and now I'm regretting not becoming an engineer.
What did the other people build?
Oh, the other team? I think the other team built a big car. The other team might have won. I don't remember.
I would try to build something with tank treads.
Yeah, but like how would you fashion tank treads out of
just junk? I don't know. I'm not a fucking engineer. That's for them to figure out. I'm the ideas person over here.
Fair.
Okay, what are we going to do? We got to get to like math somehow, or like, what do you think we have to do?
Math, or I know it's like commonly associated with plants.
Plants?
Yeah. Like plant life, like vines and stuff.
Vines.
Yeah.
And also phones.
I promise I did not like cheat super hard, but I know it has to do with like,
look at the page.
Yeah. And I clicked on like one external link from it because like it's called like helical structures or something.
Okay. So what's the strat here?
Ooh, I don't know. It's a tennis page.
There's mostly just names and countries on this page. That's pretty much all we got. And the names are wheelchair tennis players.
Yeah. Do we have direct links to countries? Are the flags
all these
links?
Flags are countries.
Ooh, well then what's your fave? I don't know.
Fave country?
Yeah. Out of this list.
I'd say either Japan or France.
Let's go with Japan. Okay. Why not? I feel like we've been on the Japan page recently.
Yeah,
we've
definitely been.
Have we not?
We definitely have. Like maybe last week.
Mm. Or maybe when we were going to Nintendo.
With
Anne.
And the
continuity.
Well, we weren't going to Nintendo. We were going to Missing No.
Oh right. By the way, step two. Step two is not Anne.
Hey, did you see step two is Japan. Did you see Anne's video of the phone?
Listeners, follow up. Oh. That video that Anne's hand is featured in is visible on Mozilla's
encryption.
Pro encryption, anti encryption.
Yeah,
it's campaign.
Oh, fucking breathtaking.
You know what's amazing is Anne's hand. You know, I want to give credit to the hand.
Yeah.
You know, the hand that did it. So Anne's hand does a great job dropping the phone, but what Anne didn't tell us is that Anne's hand also does a great job sucking the phone
force lifting the phone back up.
Into
it's just like so graceful. The way the fingers just slowly open to release the phone.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I almost tried to force that joke about the reversed footage being her hand picking the phone back up into 140 characters on Twitter.
Mm.
I was like, this isn't gonna work. Yeah, I don't think it just worked on the podcast.
Sometimes
either.
You think of a joke and you just can't jam it into a tweet. Sometimes you can't jam it into anything. Sometimes it's not a good joke.
Anyway, moving on.
Hey.
Boy.
So do we want to try for the math route, or do we want to try for the plants route?
I feel like the math route is
like
gonna be,
don't know enough about math to be able to navigate the math pages.
One, yes, agreed.
Yeah.
Two, I will note that having read the page for, can you say it again? Oh wait, no, I don't want you to. Tendril perversion. The page mentions that one of the first like major papers on it was only authored in the early 2000s, so I feel like it's still a pretty niche math topic. It might not actually be all that, like, you know, surface level, which is what we would need to rely on, like, undoubtedly.
Have you ever gotten into browsing the math topics on Wikipedia? You ever read some math thing that you don't understand and you're like, what is that? And you go to Wikipedia to try to figure it out. And then you don't understand any of the words in the first sentence of the fucking article.
I probably have had that experience, but not recently.
Because I've had that a lot. Like, I wrote this article about a math professor. And hoo boy.
Hoo boy. I mean, your article is great. Thank you. I read that article.
I had some help with the math parts.
Oh.
And she was very gracious, actually, about explaining it in, like, dumb people terms. Where she just used sort of metaphors instead of, like, actually explaining what the thing is.
Yeah.
Like, with numbers or letters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, yeah, you go on those math pages and it's, like, numbers, like, there's fucking all these different, like, types of sets of numbers and, like, just classifications of numbers that I did not know existed. And it's, like, I thought they just went all in order, you know?
Nope.
It's not even like that. They do all kinds of crazy shit up there.
This is funny that we get on this topic because I just this last week did not fall down a wiki hole, but I fell down a YouTube hole when I definitely should not have. Cause like my time is valuable right now at this juncture, but I watched a bunch of videos on the channel Numberphile on YouTube, which is this, excitable British dude who just interviews math professors about number theory things.
Yeah.
Let's see. What were some of the topics I watched? There's this problem with the number 33, where in theory, I guess maybe they haven't proved this, but 33 is one of a list of numbers that you should be able to write as the sum of three cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Only for some of the numbers that they know you can do this for, they actually had to run it through a computer, and the three numbers that they cube are like fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they like allow for negative numbers and shit. I watched a video about the number 42, which wasn't informative because it was mostly just like, yeah, nerd things. But like, there's a couple special properties. Like, I think it's called a Harshad number, where the number is the multiplication of two successive numbers. So six times seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I also watched a video about the number 69.
Was it just this man like giggling for 10 minutes?
I fucking wish. That would have been like the...
It would have been incredible, right?
Funniest shit. But turns out 69 is... I think it was that a calculator can do...
if you write it on a calculator one way and then flip it over, it's the same.
Fuck it. I'm not even... You go watch this video if you want to find out what's actually mathematically interesting about the number 69. Otherwise, just go like...
Okay.
Like us dummies.
I'm going to click... First of all, if you go to the Japan page, I do want to point out that there's a cute picture of some monkeys in a hot tub.
Yes. Japanese macaws.
Yeah. Macaques. The macaw is a parrot.
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna click maple tree.
Okay.
Maple
tree. Step Acer. Three.
It's called Acer. Doesn't Acer just sound like a brand of, like, eraser or something?
Acer, I believe, is a brand of computer part.
Is it, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a brand of tree, too.
Yeah, those nature brands. Maple trees should sue, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I bet you the fucking computer brand, like, it was purposefully chosen as, like, maple tree because maybe they originate in Canada or some shit. Or, like, they see the maple tree as, like, a symbol of, like, vitality or some fucking symbolic garbage.
Or just, like, really yummy sugar.
Really yummy sugar.
Really sticky, sweet, yummy sugar.
I got some good maple syrup that, like, I gotta make some fucking waffles soon. I gotta use that shit up.
How much you got left?
I got half a bear left.
Oh, damn, dude. You're never going to use that all up.
Maybe I'll just start putting maple
for the
on
listeners,
all my shit.
Tell the listeners how much longer you're living in this city.
Like 2 3/4 weeks.
Yeah. You're never gonna drink a whole bear of syrup in that many weeks, man.
Have I told... Okay. Do you want another Europe story?
I guess.
Have I... Okay, I have to have fucking touched on this before. About syrup and Europe. and not how they sound funny together.
No, you haven't.
This is another aspect of on that same trip.
Yeah.
And I want to clarify the listeners at home. Like, if you haven't been keeping track, I have been to Europe more than once.
Okay.
I don't just keep mining the same one trip. I'm mining two different trips.
Okay.
But on the one, including the Slovakian trucker and the instance of all of us kids not cutting loose when we were given full rein to.
Right.
We did do something that was... in place of being naughty. And that was actually gross.
What was it?
I must have told you this before,
you
Caitlin.
You rubbed syrup all over your bodies?
No. That would have been, at least to some people, sexier and more adventurous than what we did.
Okay, what'd you do?
A popular thing in Europe is to sell flavored...
Where in Europe?
In this case, I believe this was when we were in... This was when we were in the Czech Republic, I think. But this was a trope throughout. So I think it's popular in more than one country. Is to sell liter or 2-liter bottles of, like, intense concentrated flavoring.
Like the cola juice.
Like just... Like the syrup, right?
The soda elixir without the soda.
The intent being that if you're smart and can read what the bottle says, you know that you should mix this with water or soda water or maybe put a little in your tea. I don't know. It's there for flavoring.
It's for mixing.
It just so happens to come in a bottle that looks exactly like an American soda bottle. And so one person on the trip buys what they assume to be a bottle of orange soda and takes a single swig and almost vomits right there.
Good sticky sweet orange syrup just like back down home on the farm. I tell you what, just squeeze it right out of the orange tree. But you can't, a lot of people can't handle that, though.
A lot of people can't handle that. I think the reaction was somewhere between the good country remembrance of tree syrups
down
past,
on the farm.
Down on the farm. And having an orange and like a bag of sugar shotgun blasted into your mouth. That's somewhere on that spectrum is where this person landed. And then, because, like I said, there's a picture of me on this trip holding up a bottle of weed infused absinthe at a gift store, which is just like fucking excessive, right? Like, well, that's excessive.
A lot of people think that absinthe is a hallucinogen or like psychoactive in some way that other than being an alcohol, but it's really not. It's just booze.
Yeah. So this is just like green booze.
People used to get high off of it because there was adulterants in it.
Yeah. Yeah. But this isn't a story about absinthe. This is saying we would go in these gift shops and like take pictures with this dumb shit, and then a bunch of people were buying shot glasses.
Do you think if you drink enough concentrated orange soda syrup, you could trip?
Well, it'd be great to ask people on this trip, because what we started to do on our evenings...
You did shots of it.
Challenged each other to do shots of these various syrups.
Dude, how old were you?
18.
Oh my Jesus. See, when I was, I'm going to say, between 12 and 13, it was a fad to go to the burrito shop across the street from my middle school and do shots of the hot sauce. And I was 12.
Similar vein.
18.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We need to...
We need to do something other than talk about syrup shots.
And we need to get off this maple tree page, so...
Oh, but wait.
What?
I'm reminded of this because one of the friends on that trip, then later, after they had started drinking and being a normal 20-something adult, was on a trip when they had a fifth of whiskey and no chasers. But apparently what they decided to do was do chaser shots of maple syrup inspired by that dumb trip story. And when I heard that as a 20-year-old,
well,
I was like,
that's bad.
That's garbage.
That's bad.
That's garbage. That's dumb garbage and a waste of whiskey and maple syrup.
Okay, so we can... I have two ideas. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
first idea is we just go to trees and we go to like plants and then we try to get to vines. Second idea is we roll the dice and there is a tree called a vine maple. And it's not a vine, but I'm wondering if we go to the vine maple page, if maybe it'll be like, not a vine.
It's living on the edge. Right? That's the exact opposite of the syrup shot lifestyle. I dig it. Yes, it? Okay. Click it. Step four. Acer circinatum.
This is a native Pacific Northwest tree.
Vine what up? RCTID.
They're really beautiful in the fall.
But do they have a link to Vine? That's all I care about right now.
Who can say?
What's your favorite local plant?
Probably the thimbleberry. You ever done a thimbleberry?
What?
Have you ever eaten a thimbleberry?
Did you ever say you ever done et a thimbleberry?
That's what I said. I'm just going back to like my old life on the farm, you know.
Oh, is that okay?
That syrup story really brought it all rushing back.
I didn't know that was going to be such a triggering sense memory for you.
Well, it was. Anyway, have you ever had a thimbleberry?
No, I haven't.
It's the finest, sweetest. They grow. They don't cultivate these. It's a wild berry, right?
Okay.
And
sure.
It's just the most delicate. They're like this intense red and they're thin. It's sort of like a raspberry in shape.
Okay.
But they're just thin and like so delicate.
Like pointy almost.
No, they're actually round. They're like very rounded. And you have to just gently pluck these things off and just right in your mouth.
Oh God, stop.
You can't pack those up and store them up for later just because they're so delicate.
Caitlin, do you ever consider when you make the kissy sounds directly into the microphone that not only in the moment you're making them directly into my ear,
mm-hmm.
but you're also making them in stereo to the listener's ears?
Yeah.
It's like suddenly one of our...
It's like I'm kissing them on both of their ears.
Yeah, but like they're probably like at work or something or on the tube.
The tube.
Well, if we haven't alienated all of our English listeners at this point, they're on the tube or the subway.
Anyway, so eating
the rail.
Eating a thimbleberry is like being kissed on both of your ears by me is what that experience is like.
Oh, I get it now. I see.
Yeah, you get it, right?
You were doing it. It's the metaphor for the flavor.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Anyway, they're exquisite. I recommend very much.
Yeah. I'm taking a gander at this page, and I'm not seeing any links to vines.
Yeah, me neither.
Or any hot vines, any hot vine compilations.
No good vines. No good what are those?
No good what are those? No good damn Daniels. Mm. No good fresh avocados.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Boy.
Don't explain it.
I'm up on the memes.
Yeah, you're more...
You know all those fucking SpongeBob vines?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that it?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
You know,
who's that French guy? You know that French guy that does the funny vines? He like surprises people and stuff.
No, I don't.
Okay, never mind.
You know that guy? You're not expecting him to pop up, but then he does.
SpongeBob.
No, I'm talking about John C.
Oh right, that guy.
What if I go back and edit the John Cena noise right into that point in the podcast?
Please do that. Can you do that?
And now this will be happening after listeners.
No, this will be playing under. Like the beat will still be playing underneath this whole thing, right?
I like that we're just coming up with this as we go. I'm fucking into it.
That's how we do.
All right, it's happening now.
Matt's making a note.
33 minutes, John Cena, make it happen.
Okay, so we need to get to like. Zoom out to some other types of plants, right? So,
yes,
do we
want to
go flowers? Do we want to go leaf?
Okay.
Do we want to go shrub?
We got some... I think shrub is definitely not the right move. We have, of course, on the right-hand side, scientific classifications of plants.
Oh, my God. I can't use this shit.
What do you mean you can't use this shit?
I don't know anything. I don't know what these things mean.
Okay. I think it would be a fairly safe... bet to go to order Sappendales? That's probably not how you say it.
Sappendales? It's like low rent Chippendales. It's Chippendales, but it's Canadian. It's Canada themed.
It's Canada.
And it's all about the syrup.
Yeah,
the
you sap. You can't fucking get alcohol there. You can only do
just
shots
the syrup,
of syrup.
Baby.
You can do body shots off of the hot male strippers, but it's only syrup.
It's all syrup, and everything in this whole place is just a little bit sticky all the time.
Oh my god, it's never clean.
You go in the bathroom, you try to rinse the syrup off, and just... And
what comes out?
Syrup in the soap dispensers. The syrup never stops.
Holy shit, I feel like all those hours wasted in European countries not partying...
It's all paying
off. To come to the idea of Sappendales.
It was all for this moment. Everything in your life is leading up to this moment.
Oh my god.
But I don't think that's far enough out.
I think Plant Day for Kingdom. Okay.
I mean, it'll work, but I don't think we need to go that far. I'm thinking Udicots.
Okay, Udicots, I'm pretty sure from my dust off the bio knowledge, mm-hmm. that has to do with like the reproduction stage,
right? It's about the like seeds and shit.
Either that,
so,
or
like these are like flowering plants, right?
Ooh, either that or that has to do with how like leaves and flowers are like divided and grow. Ooh,
maybe it's both. Because
I think angiosperm.
Angiosperm is seeds. Udicot. Yeah,
I think it's
it
leaves.
It means true. It's like true dicot, right?
Yo,
what this word means?
You're the words person.
And it's two somethings, and I don't remember what cot means.
Oh boy.
What's the worst that's gonna happen? The worst that happens is we just have to zoom out to plants.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go udicots.
Step five.
Okay, udicots are a monophyletic clade.
Of flowering plants. Okay, vines still flower. Okay.
Triclopates or non-magnolid dicots by previous authors. Wait, I want to see if I was right about what this word means.
The term means true
dicotyledons. Remember that from freshman bio?
I think that's dicotylians. It's when your cotyledon is split up into two parties.
Yeah, you have to go to both parts.
dicotyledons. Cool. You got that. You did it.
I still don't know what dicot means.
Oh, fuck it then.
Okay.
I mean...
Fuck it. Oh, yeah, fuck it.
We're not an educational podcast.
Yeah,
this is where I tell stories about being a dumb 18-year-old and you freak out about snakes.
Okay, these are all Latin words. Everything on this page is in Latin.
Fuck.
And I don't know how to do it.
I'm going to do a quick look at...
looking at the references?
I'm looking at the categories at the bottom. Plant taxonomy.
God, I don't want to go down there.
No, let's not get in the...
That.
Let's
we'll
not
get lost. It's all going to be Latin.
Let's not go behind the scenes there.
Okay.
Do
we think that if we click a link that's in English and not in Latin, we're going to get more English?
Oh boy. I really don't know.
Because there's a link called seed plants.
Okay, I mean,
I feel like there's different kinds of vines, and they're not necessarily all like, are there some vines that don't, they all flower, right?
It's honestly?
Like just like ferns and like mosses and shit and horsetails that don't flower.
Sure, let's go with that. I don't know.
Okay, so
I almost became a bio major, and now I wish I had for the sake of a
just
podcast. No, I real talk though. As soon as I started thinking about Junkyard Wars, I started to feel a real pang of regret for not having.
Yeah, you started to wish that you'd been an engineering major,
just so I could build sick robots. Though,
were you there? Were you at Reed College when they filmed an episode of? Is it Leverage? What was the like crime show they used to film in Portland?
Leverage. Yep.
They filmed an episode of Leverage at Reed one summer, and two things about that. First thing is they had an omelet bar for the cast and crew.
What?
And a bunch of Reedies just like went through there because they weren't checking any IDs.
Hell yeah.
And the other thing is that they got, I forget which building, it was one of the old brick buildings, right? They put a sign up there that said engineering department.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Okay.
Did you get in any of those things
was
that filmed?
Ever on the show Leverage? No.
Or well, okay. So other things that filmed during your time included the film adaptation of the
Blue Like Jazz. No, yeah. I went to the screening though.
Yeah, that was a shit show,
bad.
Right?
It was a bad movie.
But then there was
I literally was writing my thesis in the screening to that movie.
Oh my god. And you were like, good thing I didn't go to the school depicted in this film.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the name? Feast of Love. You watch that shit?
What the fuck is that?
That was a movie with Greg Kinnear and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I remember the trailers for this. What the fuck? They filmed that at Reed?
Yes.
No.
They filmed parts of that at Reed.
There's a shot. Jesus.
There's a shot of Morgan Freeman walking like fuck. It's like a whole sequence at the start of the movie, and he's just fucking hoofing it all over our campus.
Wow.
Just like soaking it in the pretty bridge and the pretty brick dorm buildings and stuff. There's a shot of like him talking to Greg Kinnear in front of people playing softball been practicing softball.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Was it us? Were we playing the softball?
I don't think we were playing the softball.
The thing that's funny...
I think there are no Reed students in the extras for that film. I think that's... they explicitly like looked around and were like...
Fucking dirty... These...
Dirty rich kids.
Yeah. The thing that's funny to me about that is that I haven't watched that movie, but I have watched the first 10 minutes of the original Steve Jobs movie starring Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, right. The original? As though the Fassbender's a remake?
The first Steve Jobs movie that was made after he died.
I know, but okay, I also like whatever, how you said whatever, the original, because...
Whatever.
Okay.
So as you may remember, as listeners may remember, Steve Jobs went to Reed College for a semester.
For like a week.
Well, I mean, he dropped out at the end of the semester, yeah. So I feel it's fair to say he went there for a semester. But the point is, the fucking movie was filmed at... I think somebody told me it was UC Berkeley... One of the UCs. And it's like very obviously a California school. Like the plants and shit are from California.
They don't have any fucking Acer Cincinnatums like, there.
Why didn't they film it at Reed? Because people love filming at Reed. Are we more expensive?
Well, I don't think we're more expensive. And as much as people... We're getting deep in the Reed talk.
People love filming shit in Portland. Let's make it more general.
Okay, people love filming shit in Portland. That's true. We got Grimm.
We got Portlandia.
Uh-huh. That's the show with the city in the name.
Yeah.
The
rest of Leverage was filmed here.
They did an episode of, okay, The Bachelor doesn't count because she's from Portland, but it like sort of counts, right?
They did film a season of The Real World here.
Uh-huh. So clearly high caliber.
Yeah.
Just like
that Steve Jobs movie with Ashton Kutcher was.
They made some real shitty movies on Reed campus.
Yeah. Including, what is the reason?
The thing is that like maybe Reed... No, I can't believe this because people say this shit all the time now in the wake of Jobs' passing.
Yeah.
Where they want to be like, look, let's not like ride this like nugget too far because he like didn't finish.
Okay, but they love to ride that nug.
That's the fucking thing.
They love that nug.
That's the fucking thing is that you can't like see a like press release from Reed that they think is going to get out to more than like 10,000 people where they're not going to shoehorn that shit in there. Like yeah. Steve Jobs like checked it out for a bit and then he peaced out. Joined an ashram. Like they fucking always have to bring it up.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what the reason would be.
Like, ugh. I don't know. Maybe Ashton Kutcher got fucking excluded from campus earlier.
He got honor cased.
Maybe in the fucking I almost said I love the 70s. Maybe when he was doing I Love Punked, he punked someone on Reed campus and it was not kosher and got excluded from campus.
He punked Peter Steinberger.
Okay, now that we've named a professor, we've gotten too deep in the shit.
He's a really serious man.
He's a very serious man, and he would absolutely seek to get Ashton Kutcher banned from campus, yeah.
Okay,
given the
chance. We need to, like, jam here.
We do.
We need to roll.
Seed plants. Let's click it.
Okay, seed plants.
Step six. Seed plants.
Seed plant?
I'm thinking about getting a plant for when I move.
A plant.
I think a plant is a reasonable place to start.
I told you about how many plants I have in my apartment, right?
Was the count 47?
46.
Are you sure? Did you double check today?
I double checked.
Are you sure that one of the plants didn't reproduce?
I've been counting them all each morning.
Oh, nice.
Still at 46.
Cool.
None of them are mine.
46 plants and one rogue snake. And one stuffed tiger.
The tiger, yeah, the tiger's good. The tiger, she watches over the place.
Be glad that you didn't like lift up the stuffed tiger and there was the snake. Like that would be, I think that would be probably scarier.
Yeah, I'm already scared enough of that stuffed tiger.
Yeah.
It's pretty fierce.
Pretty fierce. More Latin is what I'm seeing on this page.
But we get a little bit of translation here. We get the cycads, the ginkgo, the conifers, the gnetophytes, the flowering plants, the cycad. Oh, that's all the same thing.
Yep. It's just a different take on that classification.
Do we want to go to flowering plants? Because I don't know what a goddamn gnetophyte is.
I remember.
I feel like that one from freshman bio, what I'm remembering is that word I just said, it's like a rare. There's like a couple of plants in that.
Sure. Division. I just want to do another check down here. Botany. Ooh. Botany. Wait a minute.
Oh, there we go.
Holy shit. Wait a minute. Plant morphology.
Plant morphology. Oh. Shoot, stem. Shoots and stems. A vine's like all stem, right? All shoot. That's what it means, right? To be a vine?
I don't know. I'm looking at the symmetry here.
You look it up in the dictionary. You look up vine. It says, definition number one, a short video of SpongeBob SquarePants. Number two, it's all stem. Okay, plant growth and habitat we're seeing. Ah, well, vines. Right there.
Step seven, vines. Holy shit. Okay.
Oh,
I think
my God.
We can do this.
Look, there's a tendril.
There's a tendril. Hold on.
Oh, what if there's a tendril? Okay, so tendril is a link. Did you notice that? Should we click tendril?
Mm, yeah, click tendril. Click it. No, click it.
Okay.
Click
okay,
it.
Okay.
Just
Jesus. All right.
Okay.
Same picture of the tendril.
Same picture of a tendril on this page. All right. Uh-huh.
Biology
of tendrils.
Of tendrils. Oh, my God. This is going to kill me. This is going to kill me if there's not tendril perversion.
Yay! It's right fucking there!
Tendril perversion!
Step nine. It's nine steps. Tendril perversion. Holy shit. We did it. Hey.
Oh my God. I'm impressed with us. With you. I'm impressed with you mostly.
Wow. Hey.
Clicking that bottom thing.
That bottom thing.
I clicked the chart at the bottom and it all expanded and had all the plant stuff in there.
Yeah. Does that count as a sub click?
Nah.
Well, hear me out.
No, because that shit should just be open all the time. It's not our fault that's not just open.
That is just some fancy fucking paid styling to hide it.
Yeah.
But this, like, remember when I made you watch that video about the half A presses and Mario 64?
I love that video. It's one of my favorite YouTube videos.
I'm glad that you shared in my enthusiasm for it. But I think that guy made some good points. And I'm just saying, if we want to become like, Caitlin, we're the only podcast, to my knowledge, that does this.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty sure we're the only two people on the face of the fucking globe who sit down once a week and are like, we're going to
do this game.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty sure we're the only two people and we should feel proud. Scared?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel good about it.
We should feel a way about the fact that we've devoted ourselves to this and ritualized it in this form. I'm just saying, if we're not going to become fucking like, you know, experts and really explore the science of it.
So what you're saying is in the footsteps of the half A press guy, you should have clicked that and then not released the trackpad and somehow gotten to this page in a half a trackpad click.
Maybe. Yes. What I'm saying here, okay, maybe what I'm saying here is precedent, right?
Yeah.
Like, how we determined to count, because I think that's the first time we've clicked something and it's expanded,
yeah,
to my knowledge.
I didn't even know they had that on Wikipedia.
So I'm saying, we get to decide whether or not that counts as a click or half a click or no click.
And I think it counts as no click, but I'm sure that under the, like, official wiki racing rules, it probably counts as something. But those are stupid, we don't follow those.
Those are fucking garbage. Because like I said, those people who came up with them, are they doing this shit every week? Are they putting...
No, they don't have this kind of dedication.
Are they sharing...
They do not.
...their stories of syrup shots?
Andrew perversion.
Please, never, never again. You know, those people don't get in front of a mic and say, you know what happened to me last night? Some famous soccer players
walked right by me,
shared air with me, and I started hyperventilating. They don't do that. They don't get out there and say, hey, I don't remember shit from freshman bio. I feel really ashamed. Also, I wish I had learned how to build mechs. They don't do that.
Yeah, those fucking people probably remember everything from freshman bio, don't you think?
Probably.
They're the type of people that just recorded that garbage in their brains.
They probably build mechs and hang out with famous people, and it's not even a thing to them. Yeah. And we're honest, down to earth people who have hopes and dreams, and we're bearing our hearts on this fucking
show
every week.
We're just grinding it out every week, clicking the links, going to the pages. This has been Can You Get to That? My name is Caitlin Best. You can tweet at me at B-E-S-T, K-A-B-E-S-T. I messed that up. And you can tweet at the show at Get to That. And you can go on the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/Can You Get to That. Right?
No, it's C-Y-G-T-T.
You always say that part. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. Hey, I'm Matthew Olson. The guy who's definitely not going to do a shot of maple syrup after this. And you can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You can listen to Twin Peaks Peaks. Another episode of that went up covering the finale of the television show. And soon there will be an episode up concerning Fire Walk With Me, the film prequel to the television show. You can find that on iTunes or twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm. That's Twin Peaks, like the show, and then P-E-E. KS, like you're peeking at it, in case you don't already know. And shit, you took all the other things I could have said.
Yeah,
you took them all.
I said it,
but you didn't take the last thing, which is, hey Caitlin.
Yeah, Matt.
What if technology bad though?